Welcome to Beyond Reproach. This is Stephanie Domingo.
Tux Lurzel.
This is the show where we discuss our feelings on specific topics related to American history, politics, or culture.
But not today. We're talking about ourselves.
Yes. Welcome to season three.
Pew, we did pew, pew, it. Pew.
Tim, add some Jamaican air horns. Amazing. So we are here with our listener review challenge winners.
If you remember from the last mini we did, we were running a review contest during our summer break, and y'all were very good to us.
Yes.
So we've chosen our winners, our wieners.
Our wieners. There's no order, right? It's just
no. Yeah, top three. We went through all the reviews we got over the summer, put them through a random number generator, and picked three wieners. And we will be announcing them and reading the reviews, and then we're just going to read the username on iTunes, but yeah, we don't have any way to contact you guys through iTunes. So if you hear this, get in touch with us. We'll also put these on Instagram.
Yes.
So if you see them on Instagram, yes, please reach out to us and
claim
then
you your can, reward.
Yes. You will get some super sweet merch.
Our first winner comes from the username is Cassie. There's like four M's. She writes, smart, funny people who swear and drink cocktails are my people. Stephanie and Tux pull the curtain on history and politics, and I'm obsessed. I've learned so much. Did I mention cocktails? Subscribe.
Yes.
Oh. You did mention cocktails.
And I appreciated both of them. Yes. Our second winner is username Maria Malazzo. She says, Beyond Reproach is everything you can ask for in a podcast. Engaging and thoughtful content, a pair of hosts that complement each other and make you feel like a friend, and a great production value. I will forever be a fan. Thank you for making such a great pod.
Aw.
Thank you,
that's
Maria.
That's so nice. That's thanks, so good, Maria.
We can't take credit for the production value. That's
no,
all Tim.
No, that is... Thank you for thanking Tim indirectly in yes, your review. We would be nothing without him. I know we say that a lot, but it is so true.
I don't know how other podcasts do it without a Tim. I feel like everyone needs a Tim.
Everyone does. That's a fact. So our third review comes from Kimbo. She writes, I love how easy it is to learn about history while listening to Beyond Reproach. Each episode touches on the oft-neglected by mainstream education side of history. Serve with humor and a candid style that makes the episodes enjoyable to listen to. Also, cocktails.
Yes, more cocktails. Hooray. I'm glad that you guys like cocktails as much as us.
Yeah.
Like our cocktails, I should say.
Yeah, our last one was very, very involved. I don't think a lot of listeners are making a Gin Ramos fizz, but it was a delight.
Yes. Very tasty, but I understand it is a P in the A to make, so...
Truly. And also to wait for.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
It's a P in the A, yeah, to wait for.
But if you guys want to try it, some sort of like fancier upscale cocktail bars are going to have it on the menu.
Yeah.
Just don't order it when they're busy.
Seriously. 'Cause they,
like, unless you like getting like daggers from people's eyes,
yeah,
from a stranger, because it is a pain in the ass. But if you can find a place that makes them and it's not super busy, they're not in the weeds, do it. Order yeah, it. It's so good.
It's really, really tasty.
Especially if you go to New Orleans, get one there.
Just be prepared for the sugar to be a little intense, but it's... Just have one. That's my suggestion. So yeah, thank you guys. Thank you to everyone who sent in a review this summer. It's been a wild summer, as we all know. But we're still here. We're still doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Yeah, thank you. We can't tell you how much it means to us to get all these amazing reviews. And just because the contest is over doesn't mean you don't have to leave us one.
Yeah, keep them coming.
Keep them coming. The three winners will be getting some super sweet Beyond Reproach merch. Just get in touch with us.
Yeah.
Welcome to Hashtag History. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Leah. And if you're a history nerd, or even a history hater, this is the podcast for you.
Even if history was your least favorite subject in school, we can guarantee you will like this podcast because we talk about all the things that your history textbooks did not.
Things like how the Bonnie Prince Charles and his Jacobite uprising was... a bit of a disaster.
Yeah, or how the pharaoh Akhenaten was so disliked by Egyptians that they literally purged his name from nearly all of their records and pretended like he had never existed.
And we do all of this while drinking and rating a custom-made cocktail specific to that week's topic.
So grab a drink, take a seat, and hang out with us each week as we learn all about history's greatest stories of controversy,
conspiracy,
and corruption.
Let's talk a little bit about season 3 of Beyond Reproach.
It's exciting.
It's a new and exciting season for us.
It does not feel like 3 seasons.
It's crazy.
When we started, we didn't know that we were going to do seasons, but we do need a break.
We absolutely need a break. It's a lot of work
to
research these stories and write out the outlines. And
Yeah. This break has felt really short to me, at least.
It did feel short.
Time is so slippery now.
Yeah.
But we're going to be doing kind of experimental things this season for our minis.
Yeah, we're going to switch up the way
we don't
do
really
minis.
Have a hard format.
Yeah, we're going to kind of just play with it. Throw things at the wall and see what sticks.
It was kind of Tim that inspired us to be creative with the thought of minis.
Yeah, absolutely.
That we could kind of like expand upon things because we have so many tangents.
And we sure do.
You know, when I research, I'm always just like, oh, I wish I could add this.
Yeah.
So for me, at least, I would like to be expanding upon things
from
the full episodes.
That's one option that we will play with for the minis this season. Mm-hmm. We can always go back and revisit these sort of tangential stories and tell them to you guys just because they are interesting to us.
Instead of doing like a listener mail situation.
Yeah.
But feel free to keep sending us mail.
That doesn't mean we don't want your feedback.
Oh, we absolutely
do. Please get in touch with us. If you have anything to say, shoot us an email, send us a message on Instagram, and we will try and read it on the show if it, you know.
We get such nice emails, kind of monthly.
Every time a new episode comes out, we get a couple.
It's so sweet.
Yeah.
I love it.
If you ever have something you want to talk about or want us to talk about on the show, please let us know in your email. Just like,
we've kind of gotten a few suggestions, right?
Yeah.
Like people saying like, oh, you should look into this. Like in relation to a full episode that we've done.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally.
Right? Yeah.
From
David?
David sent an email saying that there actually is a Reagan statue. Remember? Because you said something about how like there's all these statues of all these dead presidents, but there isn't really a Reagan statue. And he sent an article about how there is one. So I can't remember where it was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Those kind of little tidbits are great things to send to us to talk about on the on the minis. We may also expand on cocktail history in the minis sometimes.
Yes.
Usually I try to keep the cocktail segments shorter-ish. But some, you know, I like to talk and I love cocktail history, but especially that, like the Mai Tai history, I feel like I talk about Mai Tais for like half an hour and that was a little much.
Was that the episode that you did 2 versions?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Part of that could have been contained to a mini as well.
I think that could be fun if there are like just different recipes.
Yeah.
There does seem to be contention with the earlier recipes. People, I don't know, disputing some of the ingredients sometimes, right? Mm-hmm.
But then sometimes we might just talk about something that we find interesting, kind of the way we did with the old minis, except we're just not going to ask for feedback. But again, if you have it, please send it in. But it felt a lot of times like we were begging for it and we weren't getting as much as we would
need. It felt like
need.
Pulling teeth sometimes.
But we're just going to kind of go forward with stories that are really interesting and fun to us, but not necessarily long enough to be in a full episode. Sometimes it's expanding on a previous episode, and then we'll just wing it from there.
Yeah. Talking about things just in the culture, like how everyone needs to fucking vote.
Yes, everyone needs to fucking vote.
Just, seriously.
If you're not registered to vote, I can't believe you.
But there's still time.
Yes, exactly. I can't believe that somebody would actually listen to the show and not be registered
to vote.
That is
true.
I doubt that those people exist. But if you are that person, please register to vote. It's very important. Even if you think that a two-party system is bullshit.
Which it is.
It is. And I get it. But you know what was on the ballot in New York State recently?
Ranked choice
voting.
Yeah.
And we got it in New York State because we voted for it.
Yes.
So your vote will matter more now going forward. Unfortunately, that's not for national elections. It's only for New York elections so far.
They have to test it first.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a wild success. And after that, I'm sure it will go directly onto the ballot
Fingers crossed, as a measure
to be voted upon.
But the more you vote, the more you can vote for these kinds of initiatives and your vote will matter more going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And voting doesn't just mean voting in presidential elections.
It sure doesn't.
Your vote probably matters the least in a presidential election. The smaller the election is, the more your vote matters.
Yeah.
Because there's a smaller pool of people voting in that election.
You have a lot more influence.
Yeah.
Because so few people, unfortunately, vote in smaller, just like local elections
outside
of the primaries.
Not only does your vote count more, but it's also you're choosing people that are going to have a much more direct impact on how your immediate area is run, your city, your county, your state, whatever. Those elections matter more for a lot of reasons. Mm-hmm. Just do it, y'all.
Yeah. You need to be voting in November. I think everyone knows that, but I'm nervous.
It's a scary time.
Yeah.
I think it's normal to be nervous. I think we're all nervous.
Yeah.
If you're not nervous, you're not paying attention.
The stakes are higher this time because we've seen what it's like.
Yeah, absolutely.
I knew he was going to win, but I didn't know he would be this bad.
Yeah.
I thought he was just going to sit around and eat cheeseburgers and be on Twitter.
I felt like he was going to be...
I know he was going to be about that life.
I thought it was just going to be a different kind of grift. I thought he was going to be more focused on like stealing money from the government, which he's doing. He's definitely lining his own pockets and the pockets of his family. But I thought that was going to be really his only focus.
Yeah.
I didn't realize the levels of racism and hatred.
Yeah, and that he would just have the Injustice League in to ruin every department that they're working for.
Literally every single thing. Who knew that drain the swamp was code for fill the swamp with swamp monsters?
Yes. I'm optimistic, but I'm also really scared.
Yeah. So. Register to vote if you haven't already. Make sure that your registration is still valid, because that happened to me once where I was purged from the Democratic election and couldn't vote in the primaries.
Voted in a while, right?
No. Oh. I had, and they just dumped me because, a lot of people were purged for no reason.
I did hear about that.
Make a plan for voting. Know where your polling station is.
Yeah.
Figure out if you're going to do absentee, if you're going to do mail.
Yeah,
I did
absentee, and I just got my ballot, and I'm sending it back this week. So
is Trump on your ballot?
What do you mean?
Like the front of it, the outside of it,
is
like a picture of him like with his doofy smile and a thumbs up or something.
No.
Yeah. I think our listener, Annie, posted a photo on Instagram, and she got one of the Trump ballots.
Oh, okay.
That should be illegal, but lots of things that he does are illegal, and nobody's stopping him, so whatever.
It doesn't matter whose ugly face is on your ballot. Yeah, exactly. Just send it in.
If you're voting early, know where your polling place is, because it's not the same. Or in some places, like in New York, it's not the same.
In Ohio, too, it's not the same.
Yeah.
It's great that they're doing that they're having early voting.
Yeah, absolutely. Russell voted early in the primaries and said that he went in there and he was the only person there.
Yeah,
so
you can
it's
walk
safe.
Right in. Mm-hmm. If you have the time, there are lots of ways that you can volunteer.
Yeah, consider being a poll worker this year, too, if you have the
Ebony,
time.
Ebony, my sister, I convinced her to be a poll worker. She's so excited. She just got her packet in the mail.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
She's like, I'm just going to be watching them. And I'm like,
that's your job. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, so consider doing that. I know a lot of people plan to request an absentee ballot and then hand it into the Board of Elections in person just to make sure they get it.
Wow.
And you can do that in some states, but you cannot do it in every state. So if you're planning on doing that, make sure that you do some Googling and find out if it's possible for you to do that.
That doesn't make sense that it wouldn't be possible.
Yeah.
It's going to the same place.
I know. I think it's because Trump doesn't want people to vote by mail. So he's trying to make it as complicated as possible.
How does he think people are going to vote for him, though? Democracy in action.
Mm-hmm. Good times. Maybe in 20 years, in season 23, we can start talking about Trump for real.
Yeah.
When he's just a thing of the past.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. Oh,
what a beautiful time that will be.
Maybe in 20 years there will be no more COVID.
Wow. Okay.
This went off the rails.
I know. I'm we've rambled on.
Okay.
We've had two sips of gin and we're just woo, 2020.
Good times.
I blame all of my problems on 2020.
I blame most of my problems on gin. But yeah. Please vote.
Oh my God. I can't stop staring at your tote bag that says tacos are tasty. Queso is yummy. Let's eat the rich and take all of their money.
I just got that in the mail from Etsy.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Okay. I also need one now. Yeah. Now that I've seen it, I need it in black as well. That's not a want. It's a need.
We'll put their Instagram shop or their Instagram shop.
their Etsy shop
on our Instagram. Yes.
Yes.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
Make sure you vote and make sure you keep listening to season 3 and check out how we do minis now.
Let us know what you think.
You're going to be coming along for the journey as we figure it out ourselves.
It's going to be real freestyle. Prepare yourself.
All right. I guess that's the end of the first mini of season 3.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to Beyond Reproach. This has been Tux Lerzel.
Stephanie Domingo.
Signing off.
Over and out.
Thank you to Tim Clough, our editor, sound engineer, and podfather. We could not do this without him.
It would be impossible.
Impossible. All right. Bye.
Bye. Beyond Reproach is proudly recorded in Bushwick, Brooklyn. New episodes are released the first and third Monday of every month. Please note that we are not historians. We are just a couple of drunks who never shut up and love history. Full list of all source information can be found in the show notes on our website. Please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. Written reviews are especially important. If you like us, please do one of two things. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or send this episode to a friend, family member, or someone you think would be into it. Don't forget to follow us on social media. Make sure you follow us on Instagram because we post our cocktail recipes the Thursday before each full episode. Please drink along with us if you are not driving. We also have a shop at beyondreproachpod.com. Get your merch, brand yourselves. We are on Patreon if anyone would love to show us some love and throw us some nickels to support the production of our show.